This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
You're listening to Rach, Jackson, Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. It is 19 minutes past four and it's a beautiful 30 degrees outside.
It is a lovely, lovely day outside. And it's beautiful. All the trees are blossoming and flowers everywhere and this gorgeous scents floating around.
Pretty. Nice.
Floating around. It's beautiful. But I was walking around my hood, which is Collingwood.
Collingwood the hood?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In my hood. Yes. And there is a beautiful tree. It looks like a cherry blossom. Very tall, white little flowers, very cute.
Lovely.
Little petals. And I walked past it and it smelt, it's pungent odour, and I thought, that reminds me of something. What does that smell
like? Also, it evoked a memory of another time, another place.
Definitely.
Okay.
But it wasn't a very pleasant one. I couldn't put my finger on it. And then I walked past with a friend and he stopped and he went, what is that smell? I took two friends there today. I'm like, what do you think this smells like?
And do they both agree?
Everyone agrees.
Oh.
It is unanimous.
So it's not like orange blossom or...
No. It is... it smells like semen.
No.
It is what it is. Literally, I went on Google.
Yeah.
I typed in semen tree. Well, I didn't. I used the C-U-M word. But anyway, it is the Pyrus calularia.
Oh.
Commonly known as the calorie pear. It's a floral tree, looks like a cherry blossom. Urban Dictionary also has it on their page, describing the odour as used sex rags. So, beautiful tree, not good to have in your kitchen table.
Can't say I'd know what that smell is if I walked past it, wouldn't recognise it.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, it's got chemical compounds in it. Derivative from ammonia. You're a hairdresser. You know what ammonia smells like, Rach.
That I do.
There you go.
So science proves that this is a semen-smelling tree.
Yes, a cheerful summer mist.
Goodness me, watch out for your hay fever this season.
Hi, I'm Jim, the cowboy from the Village People, and you're listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Tuesday Tweet. We're going to check into the world of Twitter. And this week, we're not going to talk about Trump, because we used to talk about Trump on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Tweet. I know, done that, mm-hmm. done that. No, we're going to talk about this latest thing on Twitter, which is hashtag weirdest roommate. Have you ever had a... I haven't lived in a roommate for a long time.
But some people who have...
I have been one of it. People have been hashtagging my weird roommate and sharing stories of their experiences with roommates. Yeah? Can I tell you one?
Yes.
Okay, please.
Here we go. I once found a note on the fridge reading, "The rat is dead. He is under the table.
What?
Please have a nice day, smiley face." Oh. And sure enough, he was. What sort of housemate would leave a dead rat under a table?
Oh,
if it takes
the
time to write the note, you could have picked up the dustpan and brush and moved the rat on.
It's not the point, next? Is it?
Sorry?
It's not the point.
It's not the point, no. The other one, my hashtag my weird roommate, I walked in to see my roommate using my peanut butter as shaving cream.
Ew. What?
That's I know, right?
Weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Are these real?
I don't know. I'm sure they are. It's the Twitter. Who'd be making it up? Who'd be making up fake news on Twitter?
Oh, it's all the bots.
It's all the bots.
The bots are out to get you something.
One last one. Hashtag my weird roommate. Had a roommate that would mash all of their food together on a plate. And they would use a Kit Kat instead of a fork to eat it. Now, that is a weird roommate.
No.
That's hilarious. I guess it saves washing up.
It sure does. Hey, if you've got a weird roommate story or a housemate, let us know. 0427 JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Hey, this is Hero with Charlotte Pirelli. You're on Joy.
Everything has a beginning. Stronger and stronger.
Dave, just like a hero, you're on Joy 94.9. But we've just been talking about weird housemates. Yeah.
Yeah, bad or weird housemates. Send us a message 0427-JOY949. I've got a story myself. I have had many housemates through the years. I currently have a very good one. But when I was living in Sydney, I lived with some people that I'd never met before. And I went upstairs to the bathroom one day just to have a shower. And it was one of those shower over the bathtubs. And on the side of the bath was a used female sanitary item.
Oh.
So thankfully for me, there was three females, including myself in the house, and one male. And I was like, imagine if John had found this. But thankfully he didn't. So I rang Jess, the other housemate, and I was like, Jess, is this yours? And she's like, no, it must be other unnameable housemates.
Ooh.
But Jess thankfully was doing nurse placement. So she brought home some shoulder length gloves and some surgical tongs and removed said item and then bleached the bathroom, but that was weird. Who leaves that on the side of a bath? Ugh, weird housemates. No.
Did you just continue living there?
Not for very long, no. It was pretty filthy. We also used to get possums break in. They were unwelcomed housemates.
Oh my gosh.
Send us your weird housemate stories.
We're talking about weird housemates. And we have had a message in on 0427-JOY949.
This message is from Isaac, who said, my weird housemate will write a note if the milk is almost finished, and the closer it gets to running out, the more she underlines the word milk and is written milk in capital letters.
And what's supposed to happen? Isaac is supposed to understand that it's his job to go.
Well, maybe with the underlining, the milk magically appears.
Oh, is that right?
Just buy your own milk.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I haven't got time for it. I live by myself because of that. I'm like, nah, don't annoy me. I'm not going to annoy you. Get out of here.
Just go.
Yeah.
Walk out the door.
Don't turn around now. Got your milk.
But have you ever had a housemate?
Yes, I have. And that is exactly why I live by myself.
Right.
And fork out the extra $600 a month. One of the weirdest ones was actually here in Melbourne. Didn't know her. Just sort of like found her on Gumtree. Lovely girl, got on really well. But I didn't own anything because I, as you know, I'll just tell everyone listening out there, if they don't know, I lived in Paris for 4 years.
Oh, is that right?
I've never said that before.
I don't think I've ever heard that today anyway.
Lived in Paris. And right now it's cold in the studio. I'm wearing a shawl on my shoulder, so I look real fancy.
You look so fancy.
And like an old person. Doesn't matter. So I didn't own a thing. Like she had all the crockery, all the cutlery, furniture. All I had was my bed in my room. But on Easter, Mum bought me, a little lint bunny. She bought me a little, it was a mug with a lint bunny on it, and it was filled with eggs. Obviously, I ate the eggs, kept the mug. That's what you do. Don't eat the mug, keep the eggs. That's the opposite of what's meant to happen. And she knocks on my door, and I'm like, hi, and she just goes, look. And she's all like weird and tense. She goes, I know this is irrational, but I just have to tell you. And I'm like, what's happened? And she goes, I hate your mugs. I'm so sorry. Can you please not have them in the cupboard? I can't stand them. Can you please? And I'm like laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just like, yeah, sure. Like my nan didn't make them for me. They're not an heirloom. Like if they're bothering you, the only item I own, you can take them out.
Did the mugs clash?
I must have. Control freak. And that is why I live by myself.
Mug issues. Goodness me.
Not a fun time.
You're on Joy. You're on Joy.
I can do. I can get on the telephone and call you a baby and hug it. Whenever blue tear drops, I fall in, and my emotional stability is leaving me. If you don't know the thing you're dealing, oh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual
Jim, the cowboy from the Village People, and you're listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9. Macho, macho man,
yeah. Say my name, say my name.
Say my name.
If no one is around you, doesn't really matter. I don't know about names. So I have a key ring that my friend Jade gave me years ago.
A gift.
And it has my name on it because I often lose myself and my keys. And it has the meaning of my name on the back. And I haven't read this for 10 years. And my friend picked it up. She started reading it. And it says this. It says, Jacqueline, substituting her own needs for those of others as she loves making others smile and laugh. A giving person who is generous and understanding. Her love knows no bounds. A gift from above. A true friend. When it counts, that is not a good way to read that. And all feel blessed by her and her winning ways.
Oh, well, it doesn't work because your name's Jack. So it's all wrong and
that
it's
all
lies.
I definitely am. So, like, yeah.
Is that really
that's
what
a nice
means?
Little. Apparently, it means the supplanter. It's a French name. It's a French name for, it's a very popular French grandma name, actually. But yeah, I'm definitely more, I like being called Jacqueline. I like my name. Definitely more of a Jack, though. And I am not, I repeat, not a Jackie.
Jackie.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that song before. Never, like, if I introduce myself or something and then someone's like, it's Jackie, like, I did not say that.
No.
But it's just interesting meanings of names.
Yes. If you would like Jacqueline to read the meaning of your name.
I want to know what the meaning of Tristan's name is. So we looked it up on the good old reliable Urban Dictionary and it says, an amazing guy who will keep you laughing no matter what. He seems shy at first, but when you get to really know him, he is really cool. He tends to bring himself down often. Oh, Tristan. So you should be there to help him out and make him feel better. He may argue, but he's usually just trying to make a joke out of the argument and will apologize.
He may argue. Does that like you, Tristan?
I think so.
I think this sounds just like our Tristan.
It's good.
And we did get two messages through, of course, from both Paige and Paige and Anthony, who is both myself and Dean's partners. And they both wrote the exact same message that said, pick me, pick me. Who is needy? That is the meaning of the name Paige and the name Anthony.
Oh, they both emailed in at the same time.
Yeah.
We'll get to you guys soon. If you want to have your name read out by Jacqueline, 0427JOY949. That's the number.
I am explaining what people's names mean.
You're a name whisperer.
Via the help of Urban Dictionary. Anthony messaged in. Rachel, what does Anthony's name mean?
Anthony means a super sexy and gorgeous with a smile that will make you melt and a body to die for. He is funny and charming and is absolutely amazing in bed. At sleeping, obviously.
Oh!
He is exciting and one of the most loyal and best friends you can have. So that's an Anthony.
And what was the other one we had?
Then we had a Paige.
A Paige, yep.
And I did not write this. This is what Urban Dictionary says. An amazing girl who I honestly love with all my heart. She makes me laugh, smile, and my heart do backflips. Cute, funny, and beautiful. Wow, I love Paige. She's perfect. It's true, but I didn't write it.
It sounds like wedding vows almost. Right?
It's very positive.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary. I'm just going to write that down right now.
And last and not least at all, Dean.
Oh, you do me?
This suits you to a T, again, via the trusty Urban Dictionary.
But who's to argue with Urban Dictionary?
Dean is a legend. Ah. Loved by all. Uh-huh. Usually captain of the footy team. Then they have a
football,
very,
what's that?
Very heteronormative dialogue. Uh-huh. Dean. Hey, girls. Girls. OMG, Dean just talked to us. Hashtag Dean.
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
I'm sort of questioning the veracity of your sources here, just quietly. Hey, this is Walk the Moon with One Foot. You're enjoy.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget the pain? I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Joy 94.9.
I have a little bit of an uplifting story to tell you. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I love Sam Smith, the amazing singer from the United Kingdom, also is out and proud.
Yes.
Fabulous. Anyway.
And he's a new boyfriend.
Yes, he does, and he's also very attractive. But this is actually about Sam's next show that's coming to Sydney in January. So Sam Smith has come out saying he is donating a third of his Sydney Opera House gig to Australian marriage equality, and he is so passionate about this that he's giving away the money before the tickets have even been sold. The tickets only went on sale yesterday, and he's already given the money. And then the other two-thirds of the show are going to go towards LGBT and gender diverse youth. So tickets are on sale now, so I think we should just get 4 tickets and let's all go to the Opera House and go see Sam Smith and also support our own community.
Fantastic.
Wow.
It'll be a fantastic show, no doubt.
It is,
and it's almost time for us to go home. Although it still feels like the middle of the day because the sun is so bright.
Go out in the sunshine and keep listening to Joy.
Exactly.
Enjoy. And do you know what you can do when you're out in the sunshine?
What's that?
You can download our podcasts.
And sniff the trees. How do you download the podcast, Dean?
You can go to the Joy website at joy.org.au/RachJacksAndDean, or you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe, rate and review our podcast, and also the podcast for the Joy Law segment. Catch up on all that legal advice from the LGBTI community.
And don't forget, we also have social media as well. So if you ever want to see what our beautiful faces look like that match our wonderful voices, you can jump over to our Facebook and our Instagram and our Twitters, and it's Rach, Jack and Dean.
Because people have asked us, haven't they, but is it Jack or is it Jax?
Yeah, well, it is Jack. It's J-A-C-Q. But they've decided it's easier to say Rach Jackson Dean in terms of pronunciation.
Head office have decided. We've got a memo. We've got notes back.
Sounds a bit risque, but I quite like it. And you can see our new photos that we took in the photo shoot.
Fantastic. So look, thank you to everybody who messaged in. Thank you to Tristan.
Thanks, guys.
And stick around. Bronte's up with the news headlines at 6:30. But until next week, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Good night.
Friends keep saying that I need patience. Fools rushing, better slow down. They keep talking about good things come, but I don't wanna wait. My heart is aching, I'm not mistaken. The moment I saw you, my whole world started to change. You could be
Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.